Good morning, Gary.
Now, Mike, you've been covering astronaut Jeffrey Williams for some time now, mostly over the satellite phone while he's in space, but this is the first time you've actually got to go along.
Yeah, it was something we'd talked about. This was his third mission, probably his final mission, and it's such an odyssey to go to Moscow, to Kazakhstan, to the Cosmodrome, to this desert in the Kazakhstan steppes, that I just thought it was a story that had to be told and a wonderful story for Wisconsin Public Radio listeners to hear.
What's the Cosmodrome like? What's Kazakhstan like? Are they anything at all like we'd expect them to be?
It's a very, very severe area in the summer, 120 degrees heat. In the winter, 40 degrees below zero. It's very flat, and they do have trees there, but through a lot of effort by the Russians and the Kazakhs to keep the trees growing in the Baikonur Cosmodrome. This is the place that was the top secret ICBM base, rocket launch base that started in 1955 and launched Sputnik in 57. So to be there, you are really part of history.
Why did you feel it was important? You mentioned it's all likelihood his last mission, but why did you think it was important to take Wisconsin Public Radio listeners behind the scenes in the way that you did?
I wanted to learn about it, and I think when I'm curious about something, other folks are curious about it too. Also, NASA missions, space missions have become quite routine, and in fact, there is no routine launch. There's no lack of risk on each launch, and so to drive that point home that there are people in that rocket, that there are families watching the rocket be launched, and it's on the other side of the planet, 11 time zones from Wisconsin's time. All those things just are great, great ingredients for a great story, and I just couldn't pass it up. This is a story I won't be able to cover again, and so it's an opportunity.
Was there a moment or an anecdote that you'll remember the longest, do you think?
People will ask me what was the biggest moment, and I will say the launch, and that's predictable, but really it was 2 minutes after the launch. By that time, the rocket is out of, you can't see it anymore. It's already so high in the sky. But at that time, at 2 minutes, the third stage, the final stage, is released, so the engines stop, the astronauts are and cosmonaut are out of danger. And at that time, that's when the family, the wife, Anna Marie, and her two sons hugged, and that's when everybody felt that tremendous relief. So 2 minutes after launch, that was my moment.
Mike Simonson, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Terry.